Hello, and welcome to the Circana Growth Insights podcast, bringing clarity to the complexities of consumer behavior. Episodes feature industry experts, partners, and guests across the 26 industries we track, representing nearly $4 trillion in global consumer spending. Our goal is to give you transformative insights and the most complete view of consumer and market opportunities.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Circana Growth Insights. I'm your host, Joan Driggs, and today I'm looking forward to a different kind of conversation. This one is around diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. And I'm joined by my colleague, Cecilia Ogude, Circana's Senior Vice President, Global Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And the reason why that I say this is kind of a different conversation is that usually on these podcasts, we focus on consumer trends and the marketplace as we, as Circana, view them. We've got data and analytics across 26 industries. So this is a little bit different. I think we're going to be learning a little bit more about DEI and why it matters to businesses. So I'm thinking of it as more of an inward view, which I guess maybe spoiler alert, I hope, that we can still look at with that same Circana business and insights lens. So first, welcome, Cecilia.
Thank you so much for having me, Joan. I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to our conversation.
I hope that we can just start out a little bit by having you tell us a little bit about your role and how you define DEI.
Great. Thank you. How do I define DEI in my role? So I had the opportunity or I had the pleasure of joining Circana back in 2021. And this is an inaugural role with the sole purpose of working with the organization, and we talk about that means our employees, our executives, our business leaders, middle managers, and it also extends to our client and our communities to truly look at across the organization to understand where are we in creating that inclusive environment for our employees to thrive, to bring their best self to work while still creating and being innovative when it comes to their business initiatives and efforts. And so my goal is to really work with everyone to move DEI forward within the organization and be a steward, right, to truly drive that work forward for the firm. In terms of what DEI means, that is such a beautiful question. I just finished hosting a session with about 100 employees around demystifying DEI. And so when we talk about DEI, diversity is really about all the differences that make our employees who they are, right? That could be gender, could be race, it could be their abilities. All of those elements is what we are looking for and what we want to bring into the organization. When we talk about equity, and we specifically, noted on equity rather than equality, because we want to make sure that everyone has equal access to opportunities, to growth, for insights. But we also understand that people come in at different times with either different challenges, different barriers. So it's important that we take the time to understand those needs so that when we say equal opportunity, it is truly equal, and we have removed any of those challenges and barriers for some of our employees. And then the last piece when we talk about inclusion is around those actions, right? You can bring in as many diverse people as you want. You could be as equitable as we want. But if we are not all purposefully taking the time to bring people into the fold, to value the experiences, the insights, the lived experiences that they bring into the organization, we have missed that point, right? So when we talk about DEI, it's about creating that ecosystem where we have a tapestry of employees, we have removed barriers that is preventing them in any form or shape from having equal access to opportunities and information, and we're actively creating a space for them to have a sense of belonging and to really bring their best self to the organization.
So that's really
what I think about it.
Yeah. And I see it in action, actually. There are so many business resource groups here at Circana. Mm-hmm. And I wish, honestly, that I had time to belong to all of them, whether or not I identify with them. Mm-hmm. For example, I am part of a women's BRG, But I'm also part of Aspire, which is for our Asian and Pacific Islander colleagues. So to me, it's a fantastic tool for me to learn more. So I totally buy into that. But one thing that I feel like I'm kind of troubled by is that I read the news all the time, and I've seen that some companies are kind of dialing back some of their DEI efforts, and I feel it's still pretty new. I mean, as you mentioned, this is an inaugural role here at Circana. It's new across, you know, business and industry overall. So I know that some people might see the dialing back associated with the Supreme Court decision to overturn affirmative action for college admissions. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to hear what you have to say, because is this going to impact, you know, that the talent pipelines of the future?
Mm. No, I think, you know, that's a spot on. We have, unfortunately, as much as this is an infancy in Circana and probably not industry, DEI conversations and initiatives have been going on, you know, for a while. And you do have, you know, those ebbs and flows, that pendulum swinging, depending on what rhetoric or what conversation really gets that play, right, in the space. But at its core, there is a reason why we're doing this, right? People are not coming in and being fanciful, right? Organizations are not investing, not only resources, they're investing people, they're investing time, they're creating spaces for employees to truly have a sense of belonging, because there's a couple of things that we notice. One is it creates that employee engagement. You're able to have people that are coming in with such amazing ideas, right? That if we don't open up the space for the best of us to come in, you're missing out on having some incredible people come in and really think about incredible ideas. Because I'm assuming if you look across the globe, some of the things that you see in terms of, you know, actions or breakthrough in science, in technology, are coming from people that might not even have a college degree, right? Are coming from people that are part of marginalized communities. So the talent is there. So DEI is really trying to make sure that we remove those barriers for entry and we provide opportunity for people to come in and really give us some great ideas. It doesn't mean that if you are, quote unquote, the majority, or if you have been in this space for a long period of time, you are no longer needed. Never that. And I think that is the piece that keeps getting missing, or at least being intentionally, right, omitted in the conversation. This idea of us versus them, and the fact that DEI is working to truly create that space for all to coexist and to thrive, right? And so I think it's important that we continue to emphasize the work that we're doing is never at the detriment of one community versus the other, but rather is for the advancement of all. Right? It doesn't mean that we're not going to take the time, right, to understand why is one group versus the other isn't progressing in a way that is organic, right? And if we find, you know, gaps, if we find opportunities, how do we make sure that we apply it to that community and the rest of the organization? So I think the biggest thing that I notice here is this. One is the rhetoric, right? Whoever gets the mic and whoever is given the opportunity, there's an element of clickbait baitness to it as well. But as practitioners, also as leaders, it is also important that we continue to emphasize, why are we doing this from an employee engagement perspective? Why are you doing this from the perspective of the business innovation, right? If you look at statistics from McKinsey or from Deloitte, you are seeing numbers as high as 35% of the market share that companies are getting if they do DEI right and they create spaces for the tapestry of people that we need within the organization. We're also part of this ecosystem. Right. When we talk about DEI, we're talking about the reflection of our communities. And we're in a space where our clients, right, are catering to the community. So why wouldn't we want that reflection here? So that as we're having those strategic conversations with our clients, as we're looking at market insights, we're putting that additional lens to it, that we come in and really give that advice for our clients to get to that next level, to get to that next opportunity space. So there is that element of it as well that is really key. And then the last piece is we have to continue to drum up the fact that this is about everyone. It's not about one group versus the other. And when we even look at the word diversity and the definition of it, it is not saying it's only one element of it. It's talking about the different elements of an individual, hence everyone. So that is the piece that I really think that we need to continue to emphasize. And we really need to continue to show it is working, right? And we see it every single day.
Yeah, and if you think about, again, you know, the 26 industries that we work in, that's, first of all, a very broad pool of categories, but it represents where all these people in all these regions are spending their money, are engaging mm-hmm. with brands and companies. So it is, I do see it as extremely vital. And you're actually giving me a little window to kind of bring it back into Circana, because we have a pretty powerful program here with our Diversity Advantage program, which empowers minority and women-owned businesses with valuable consumer data and coaching and consultancy service to really thrive. We really work with them to grow these businesses. And in fact, we just announced our third cohort or our third mm-hmm. class of 11 DAP businesses just earlier this year in 2024. So today I think we've helped, we're now on up to 58 companies that we're helping. Mm-hmm. And we help them, you know, navigate just common business practices and growth, as well as some of those challenges that are unique to being that minority-owned business. And for any listener, you can learn more about our DAP program at Circana.com. And it's what I think is so rewarding is that this program is supported by our employees and our company, our data, mm-hmm. as kind of a gratis thing. You know, we're just trying to help these businesses. We're working with some of our retail partners. So tell us why that is so important mm-hmm. as an element of DEI.
Yeah. That is such a great, great piece. And shout out to the team that leads this effort, right? One thing is that DAP is employee created and employee led with support from the organization. And our core belief when it comes to DEI, we're not doing this just for Circana, right? We know that this is an opportunity that goes across our industry. We know that this is a challenge that our clients face in terms of trying to figure out how do they combat social injustice and can continue to create that generational wealth equitably within our underrepresented communities, right? So this piece really came about in terms of how do we, as clients, you know, and as well as being in this space and leaders in this space, how do we provide that how do we meet the needs of our clients? And so a couple of employees came together to truly create a program that we'll continue to carry forward, right? We know, you know, we are a market, we are the leaders in data research. So how can we lean into that strength and give back to our community? And that is one of the key pillars of our DEI efforts within Circana. It's never about just us. It's about what do we do to make an impact in the industry? And then what do we also need to do to make an impact in our communities and support our client to make those changes, right? And create that space for us. And what I love about this is that it emphasizes DEI. Of course, there's a talent element to it, but there's also a business piece to the work, because you are coming in. We are in a world where it is highly diverse. We are integrated. It's a melting pot when we think about this world. So to not give an opportunity to see and hear and taste and have product from all these various communities that we have within our space is a miss, right? So with DAP, and the work that we are doing, we're able to provide those resources and insight to some of these mom and pop shops, right, for intensive purposes, although we're talking about companies that are operating in the millions of times, but yet they might not have that capital, right, to be able to go to companies such as Circana to work with us to help them get them to that next level of growth. And so it's really providing that element of support. We provide legal counsel to them. We provide insights in terms of how do they engage with their clients while supporting a critical element of diverse supplier initiatives that our clients have within their own companies.
You know, I like what you're saying because now I'm hearing two sides of it. I'm hearing about the employee base and how important it is to have that diverse, equitable, inclusive space to make the business run better, you know, in all areas from innovation to efficiency. But now I'm hearing it externally and how we're helping our clients by helping some of these dappers realize how they can best meet the needs of their shoppers. Again, we have, you know, we go across all these industries. And dappers, many of them are in the CPG space, not all of them, but they are giving opportunities to the communities that they represent. So it's like this win for us, you know, for mm-hmm. the business. It's a win for the client, you know, to be giving the right assortment, the right, you know, have the right supply chain. And then it's a win for the customer who might see themselves or the consumer who might see themselves represented in these products. So it just really is, it's got a long tail, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And even speaking of that in terms of the product, I am, you know, I was a huge fan of Anthony Bourdain, right? And so you're talking about a society, even if it's not a Black person or someone that's coming from Thailand, whatever it is, we are watching these shows. We want to try these products, right? For you to be able to try these products, at times you might not be able to get it from the typical or from these big companies. So the importance of not just our community or the underrepresented communities that we continue to support, but it's even bigger because we have that melting pot of people traveling, people being exposed to things and truly wanting to appreciate the unique cultures we have across the globe, right? So all of that truly adds to it that you're not taking away from one group versus the other, but you're creating an element, an opportunity through food, to clothing, through makeup, for people to have moments of appreciating different cultures, celebrating themselves while at the same time, making an impact from a business perspective, as well as from an ESG and really being a force for good.
You know, can I even like reverse this a little bit? Because we've talked about all the benefits of DEI, but in a way, I almost want to talk about what gets lost, you know, like almost let's unravel this. What's lost when we don't put the emphasis on DEI?
Yeah. What is lost is innovation. What is lost is just getting to meet an amazing assortment of people that we have within our organization. What is lost is that we lose the humanity, right? At times we get so bogged down by work, by family, and at times too, I will use bias, and sometimes it feels like it's always negative. Bias is good because when you see a lion have, you know, kind of escaped out of the zoo, instinctively in your mind, you know, I have to run, right? So that bias is good. So we're not saying that all biases are bad, but we all grew up in a society where there are things that we grew up with. Right. That is, we consume and we listen to. So it prevents us from seeing the humanity in others that might look a bit different from us. So with the work that we are doing around diversity, equity, and inclusion, our goal is to break that down. Just break it down. Talk to someone that might not look like you. Right. Talk to someone that might not come from your same economic background, might not come from the same educational background. Just have coffee. And moments like that, right? It's really where you start, you see those aha moment. If I could give an example, and I'm not going to mention the person's name. We had a little get together last year. And afterwards, it was just a group of senior leaders. We were sitting down, I was talking to this gentleman, and just for the purpose of this story, I'm going to, you know, say, so it's a white guy, senior leader within the firm. And we just talked about, you know, both of us, right? Just, you know, swapping information about our family, our lives, and growing up. And I just gave him a couple of anecdotes of some of the challenges being a Black woman at times you encounter, particularly when you go to a shop or when you go to spaces where either they feel like you might not belong there, whatever it is, right? And how that kind of impacts you going forward. And the person stopped me and he's like, wow. Now, I've been part of this for a while. I've supported different groups. But hearing it from you and hearing what challenges some communities go through, it is really important that we continue to do this work, right? So if we don't create spaces where I could be vulnerable in a safe space without feeling like it will diminish my, you know, who I am as a leader, will diminish the work that I'm doing, I would have never opened up and would have never had that relationship where that individual is then going to take it forward, right? In terms of how he interacts with his direct reports, how he leads with, you know, with the clients and the type of conversations and the type of engagement. So if we don't do this, the humanity, the connection, the innovation is going to be lost. You know, we are going to lose out.
Yeah. And I have to say, I want to even add to that as like a white cis woman, you know, being in conversations like that with others who are different from me feels safe in a way because you're giving me permission to ask more questions. And I can tell you that from my interaction with my colleagues, I've grown more curious and explored a little bit of different things on my own. In fact, on a recent Me Day that we had here at Circana, yes, I went to a Hindu temple for the first time because, you know, working with people and hearing about some of their celebrations or their holidays, it made me want to learn more so that I could kind of even give the appropriate greeting or whatever, just because I appreciated what they shared with me and it just nurtured my curiosity. So thanks to everyone for making themselves a little bit vulnerable. And sharing these stories, because I think you've mentioned this before, Cecilia, it elevates our humanity. And that is, that's a pretty rich benefit right there.
It is, right? And you know, we also talk about, you know, both of us are women, right? And I think sometimes when we talk about DEI and the benefits of it, right, it's also not just either folks that are not represented. It's also providing spaces for people that are the majority to be seen, right? And so, yeah, I love that piece that it just gives really the room, the space, the safety net, right? To quote unquote ask the dumb questions, knowing that, and people know that you're coming from a good place, right? And it's not about you being malicious. It's not about you being demeaning. It's just about learning. And so with this work, it creates that space for that.
Yep. Well, I love it. This has been a really rich conversation, rich in terms of what DEI, reinforcing what DEI means to us here at Circana, but how overall it is a good business decision. So I hope that, you know, hey, you had the microphone and, you know, we're going to amplify. So I hope that people do take away the benefits of DEI in the workplace. DEI for the work that we do in our industries, and especially for that end consumer. Mm-hmm. Overall, like I said, it's a win-win-win. So thanks for your time, and I hope you'll come back and chat again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate having the time.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the Circana Growth Insights podcast so you don't miss an episode. And let us know what you'd like us to cover. We'll serve it up in a future episode. Look for us wherever you get your podcasts, and be sure to review Circana Growth Insights. Want to learn more? Visit us at circana.com and connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn.